This is the RFD Livestock Report, checking in with a very busy Jennifer Tyree, Illinois pork producers. You're in the midst, Jennifer, of your spring legislative conversations with important elected officials in D.C. Let's start there. How's it going?
It's going fantastic. Actually, I'm joining your call a minute or two late because several producers and I just finished chatting with Congresswoman Sherry Bustos about some of our key initiatives that we wanted to make sure that she had on her agenda and on her front and center so that she could help us advocate for the pork industry in D.C.
And it sounds like it was a great call, receptive. And what was her message to pork producers?
You know, the last thing she left us with was that she hopes we know that we are partners and that she can always, she knows she can always contact us with questions and that her staff is a resource for our industry. And, you know, she always reminds us that her grandfather used to raise hogs. And that is a really a big deal to us, knowing that she's in our corner here in our Illinois delegation. It means a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And you have had other calls. And I know it's important that you get those farmers to actually tell their story. So what has the rest of the week been like?
Well, we started yesterday and essentially had meetings from 9:30 in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon with our members of Congress, Senate staff, walking through some of our key initiatives. We have more meetings later today. I've got another one in here just a couple of minutes, and they've been really receptive. We've had several members of Congress get on the calls with us when their schedule allows. I've been able to identify producers from many of the districts so that they can talk to their constituency. And our president, Alan Coleman, has been able to join us for all of our calls, which has been really great to be able to offer that producer perspective on how these issues impact the livestock industry.
In another event, but I'm sure of conversation that you shared, was the Animal Disease Task Force that met earlier in the week. Those efforts also are worth sharing, I'm sure.
Yes, we had our first Swine Foreign Animal Disease Task Force meeting in Springfield on Tuesday, right before we started our legislative meetings, and had a lot of great dialogue. The biggest takeaway that I found was the producer conversations. We had producers in attendance from all parts of the state. We also had stakeholders from USDA, from the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and our packing industry and veterinarians in attendance. And it was really great to identify some of the gaps in our plans and try to be proactive so that we're not scrambling in the event of a foreign animal disease hitting our borders. We are just that much farther ahead and prepared and making sure that we're all moving in the right direction together.
What did I miss, or what would you like to leave us with this week?
You know, right now we're just really focused on getting our message to Washington, D.C., making sure that our key initiatives, one of those being exports, one of the big issues we're asking our members of Congress to support us in is the elimination or the reduction of tariffs in Vietnam. Right now, U.S. pork exports pay 15% on their tariffs, whereas our competitors in Chile and Canada only pay 7.5%. And so we are working with the U.S. Trade Representative and trying to get those tariffs reduced so that we have a level playing field for our pork exports. And that's one of our key initiatives that we've been chatting with this week, and just really making sure that our new staff members in D.C. are aware of our issues and know that we're here as a resource if they have any questions.
Jennifer Tyree, Executive Director, Illinois Pork Producers.